Told you I was going to have a special guest in the studio this morning, and he's back to his stomping grounds. He knows his place quite well. Mr. Kyle Moore is here. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Good.
It's been a long time. Quite a few years since you've been here.
Yeah. No, like you said, this feels like my alma mater, you know? So it's cool to be back for sure. Lots changed.
I think I hired you when you were 14 years old to be a part-time announcer and work the board during bingo when you were in high school.
Yeah. So. No, plenty of really incredible memories here. Also some laughs, you know,
exactly.
For sure. Some bumps in the road.
I could bring out the blooper reel if I wanted to, you know.
I was going to say at some point, we're going to have that conversation about where some of those tapes are.
I got it in the archives here for sure.
I'm sure you do.
So a lot has happened since you graduated from high school. You left here. You went off to university.
Yeah, Ryerson in Toronto, which was a great time.
What'd you do there?
I studied sport media. Which was, you know, obviously starting at the Tide back when it was the Tide, you know, it was something that I fell in love with. And so I love sports and I wanted to kind of stay that journalism route and media route. So, yeah, I decided to do that for 4 years.
And you graduated now, I hear?
Yep.
In the middle of the pandemic.
Graduated right into the pandemic, you know, lucky me.
So you started a podcast. It's a mental health podcast. It's called Life's a Wreck. You just wrapped up your 60th episode, I hear.
Yeah. 4 seasons
That's
of the
amazing.
Podcast.
Thank so you. What exactly is Life's a Wreck?
Well, I mean, it's a mental health podcast that I started back going into my fourth year of university.
Okay.
It was started as something that was like I was going through a tough time in my life and I wanted an opportunity just to kind of document where I was at mentally.
Okay.
And it kind of just like steadily grew. And then I started to talk to guests and it's kind of become not only a personal philosophy that, you know, through all the craziness that life is a wreck.
Mm.
But yeah, it's just become like this side project that's grown into so much more, which is
a lot
amazing.
Of people do suffer from mental health, and you might look at somebody and not realize it either.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
There's no face to mental
no.
health. And that was, you know, growing up, obviously had a job when I was really young. I played sports, had good grades in high school, had all these really good things going for me, but was still in a really tough mental spot. And so kind of to become an advocate later in life and talk about that, doesn't matter who you are, whether you're a gold medal Olympian or a you know, artist signed to a record label,
right.
whoever you may be, anybody can struggle with mental health issues.
So what exactly is your goal of the podcast?
I think it's one of those things that, you know, the driving force behind it always has been something, you know, create something that my younger self could have used. And I think what my younger self could have used was a guy in his early 20s who doesn't take himself too seriously talking about the world of mental health in a way that was like really inviting. And that's what we try to do. So for now, it's, you know, it's just trying to convince as many people as possible to learn a little bit more about their own mental health, to recognize their own mental health, and just to hopefully live a better, more fulfilled life down the road.
Well, I had a chance to listen to your season finale of the fourth season of the podcast. Tell us a little bit about that one, if you can.
Yeah, that was a really special one for me. We've obviously seen a lot in the news recently about the generational trauma that our Indigenous communities have went through, and so as an advocate, as somebody who describes their work as a curator of people's stories, it was really important for me to share those kind of experiences. And so I had Cheyenne Joseph on the podcast.
Okay.
She's an incredible woman, the executive director of the Rising Sun Treatment Center in Eel Grande First Nations. And we just had this really open dialogue, incredible conversation about different kinds of generational trauma, how generational trauma comes about, how to be an ally in a good way to our Indigenous communities, to not make it about you, which is, you know, we've seen over this past little bit, sometimes that can get a bit performative. And so it's, you know, it's just about having your neighbor's best interests in mind.
Now, do you sort of plan to expand your message to other mediums?
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, YouTube is going to become a bigger portion of the podcast coming up. I know that people really love to see that, you know, that interaction one-on-one with people instead of just hearing it.
Exactly.
So that's great. Also working on a clothing line and right now, which is great as well, to kind of spread that message as people are just walking down the street. Definitely going to be dipping our toe into a few more ponds.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up, we want to talk a little bit about what can people do to be more conscious about their mental health?
Yeah, well, it's dialogue. It's just having conversations. I know so often in my own life, you know, people, it's almost seemed like, especially growing up, people shied away from these conversations because of all the stigma that surrounds it, and
right.
Especially for men. So it's one of those things that I would just encourage people that it's not, it doesn't have to be this big, scary thing. It doesn't have to be something where you all sit around in a circle and you say, listen, guys, I'm feeling a bit anxious. And it's, you know, this big, big thing. It's just about checking in with your friends once in a while. We've all been through a lot this past couple of years.
Yeah, and with the pandemic, it's been hard. It really has for everybody.
100%. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where people would always say it's a different boat, but same storm. Mm. You know, it's affecting many parts of our lives. So it's just having these conversations and just being open to them and not, you know, having any kind of preconceived notions of what you're trying to get out of it.
Right.
Just get some things off your chest and surround yourself with people who are going to care about that.
So if somebody wants to tune into Life Surrec, where do they go?
Yeah, wherever they listen to podcasts. So if you're if you're a Spotify listener, you can listen on there. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you can get a podcast, you can find Life's a Wreck.
Now, you shared a link with me earlier a couple of days ago. Do you mind if I share that on our website later on?
Please do. That would be great.
So we'll direct everybody probably later on this morning. I'll have it on our website. Just go to charlottefm.ca. You'll be able to all four seasons on there. Is it
all four seasons on there? Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Kyle Moore, for coming in. Do you do this podcast by yourself, by the way?
Yeah, I've got two people who are my incredible design team, Yvette Sin and Avery Woods, who are two Ryerson students from Toronto. I had to go back to my alma mater to you know, have people join the team.
Because it's very well produced. I was listening to it. It's awesome. And it sounds very good. So,
like you were saying, I've been around microphones for a while. So eventually you got to get it right.
Excellent. All right, Kyle Moore, thank you so much. Once again, we direct everybody to go to our website, charlottefm.ca, and we're going to post this interview on there as well, a link to Kyle's podcast, Life's a Wreck. Thanks, Kyle.
Appreciate it.